All right, so I'm here with Michelle Coonan. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Coonan or
Coonan. Coonan.
Yeah.
Owner of Asheville Personal Training. Thanks for sitting down and letting me pick your brain about your business and your journey. So I guess first off, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got working in the fitness industry?
Sure. I've been an athlete my whole life, so I was always interested in sports performance, how the body worked. And then I ended up going through several different injuries, high school and college, and that got me even more interested in, okay, how does our training affect our performance, and how do we prevent injury or recover from injury with our training? And so I actually was pursuing physical therapy for a while, and that route helped me learn information that I am now applying, I guess, in different ways with corrective exercise, with personal training.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what kind of led you to wanting to own and operate your own gym?
I would say, just as things grow, that's kind of, a long-term goal for many people.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably in my mind years ago, 3-4 years ago, to maybe do something like this, open my own facility. But it started really coming through as a real option about almost 2 years ago now, when I tore my shoulder out mountain biking, and it kind of set me back, and I wasn't able to do a lot of things. I wasn't able to drive even for a little bit because I had to be like immobile with my arm. And so I started training more people out of my garage gym instead of just traveling to locations, mm-hmm. different gyms and people's homes and things like that.
Yeah.
So I started building up equipment and building up my clientele that way, and then realized I was quickly outgrowing that.
Yeah.
And I knew I needed not just a bigger space, but also a team of trainers. And what I didn't realize at that point was how beneficial it would be to have like different specialties with the different trainers.
Yeah.
So when someone comes to me asking for help, if I can't meet their needs, mm-hmm. as a trainer, one of our other ones might be able to.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So what would you say is like the hardest, or maybe it wasn't hard, but your strategy for building that clientele? I imagine without having a brand already established, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do, but.
Right. I've been a trainer in the area for almost 10 years now.
Okay.
So honestly, I would say it's just patience and sticking to it, even mm-hmm. when, I was working at some of the big gyms when I first moved here. It's not the greatest to get like 15% of what they're paying for the training, but I stuck with it because it was a learning experience. I was getting fed clients at that point. And so, just taking it one step at a time as far as what you can control as a personal trainer. So at that point of time when I first started, I was only focused on personal training.
Mm-hmm.
I was focused on my clients and their sessions,
mm-hmm.
and programming. And then it's like I just added one more element on each time I would change the setting that I was working in and things like that. And then it got to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm now in charge of the payments. I'm in charge of scheduling. I'm in charge of marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just, I guess as far as the hardest part is just being patient, and going through the process and not getting too much too ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, process kind of reduces the risk when you do take that big step.
Yeah. I mean, you put in a lot of time like that for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully it pays off.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you kind of touched on a little bit, but tell me a little bit about Asheville Personal Training, kind of what you guys focus on. I know you mentioned a lot of personal training and corrective exercise.
Right.
Are there any other things that you do, and what specifically do you feel like makes you different than competitors in the area?
Yeah, I'd say most gyms in the area, their main focus is group fitness, and then they have stem off of one-on-one personal training, small group training. Our focus here really is personal training. And so our trainers come and go and work directly with their clients to schedule and figure out a plan that works best for each of them. We were implementing group fitness a little bit, but then COVID hit, right in the beginning of us opening. And so realizing that that wasn't even our main focus, we've just really honed in on the one-on-one and small group training.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you do any small, do you do other, like, PIO, is that what it's called?
Yeah, some other we have an instructor that teaches stuff? PIO. Okay. Yeah, I used to teach it, but right now we just have it on Tuesday mornings.
What exactly is that?
It's a combination between, like, Pilates and yoga.
Okay.
But sped up with music.
Okay.
So you get flexibility and strength component, a little bit of cardio, but it's, like, completely no impact. So it's not jumping. So no matter what kind of exercise you do outside of PIO, PIO is, like, really restorative, and you'll feel good at the end
okay.
of it.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
It's Pilates yoga is the word.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I hadn't really heard of it until I saw you posting about it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so I know you talked about kind of your journey of being here, being a trainer, building clientele.
Yeah.
But maybe from, like, the time that you decided that you were going to open your business to the time that it opened in that period, what were some of the biggest challenges or fears that you had or that you faced, and how did you overcome those?
Yeah, I mean, some of those decisions are really big decisions, and other ones are lots of small decisions. I'd say one of the biggest decisions was deciding on the location.
Mm-hmm.
And once you decide on the location, you know, generally it's not really something that you can easily turn around because you're signing a lease for a year, 3 years, or 5 years, whatever
exactly.
it is.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I've worked around this area so much that I really got to know, okay, where do people travel from to come to the South Asheville area?
Mm-hmm.
And it's anywhere, you know, 15, 20 mile radius. And that actually hits the big cities around our area.
For sure.
So we're kind of in between the two big cities with Hendersonville and Asheville. And yeah, we're able to kind of get people from both those locations looking for personal training.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely a great location. This area seems to be booming too, which is good. Cool. So then kind of building off of that, once you got open, what kind of different problems do you feel like you've faced, and how do you typically try to face them and overcome them? And obviously, you know, small examples would be anything from, like, an unhappy customer. Bigger example would be obviously facing a pandemic that we've had to go through. So, you know, maybe touching on one or two different things there.
Well, from the time that I actually took action on opening the gym to when it opened up was about 8 months or so. As far as overcoming obstacles, you know, it's easy to jump into something and want to grow, but I realized that in order to serve our people best, I needed to make sure we were taking care of them first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So the current clientele that we had that we were just bringing to this new location was really important, that we didn't switch things up too quickly on them, and kind of, like, molding into the new vision here at the gym. So that was a challenge, but I think it was important that we took the time with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously COVID hit about 4 months after we officially opened, and even more so, I'm like, okay, now we actually can really serve the people that we have because not many new people were looking for a gym at that time.
You really got to focus in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, a year later, I would say is now we're seeing people coming through the doors a lot more. Lots of new faces in here recently.
Yeah. What kind of things did you guys do to adapt to COVID? I mean, I know that the gym I was working at, we had to adapt very quickly on the fly once things kind of just shut down fast. So
we didn't have an online platform before COVID hit. But that's something that we added in as either a hybrid option or completely online. So we had all our trainers come in. We did, like, one-on-one videos of them doing individual exercises. So we have this now online platform that breaks down every single exercise. And as a trainer, we can take that video, put it into a program, and someone can watch.
Perfect.
Watch every exercise of their program. Yeah. So we still have some clients that are using that, and some that are doing video, Zoom, or FaceTime for their training. So we still have those options going, which is great, because, I mean, we wouldn't have done that otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad thing to have either, right?
Because
now, even if clients are traveling, then they've got something that they can reference.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your favorite thing about being a business owner?
Mm. the opportunity, I would say, to always be trying something new, doing something new, connecting with other businesses in town. Mm-hmm. You know, that was something that just myself as a business, you know, I was Michelle K Fitness, you know, so it was like Michelle, the personal trainer.
Right.
Now as a team, under a business, we're able to really, connect in our community in different ways, attend 5Ks, you know, as a team, and, mm-hmm. Support other businesses that kind of have similar people with similar interests. So I love that aspect. Yeah.
Awesome. So owning a business obviously involves a lot of management and leadership. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you excel as a leader? And then maybe where are some areas you feel like you can still improve?
Yeah, I'm definitely a go-getter. And so, I was training clients full-time still, and then trying to do the administrative and all of the other parts of the business ownership, like at night or early in the mornings. And I actually would say that was kind of a downfall, because in order to do things really well, I really needed to block off times better. And that's something that I've done recently, is now I commit certain times or certain days to administration work. And that allows me to catch up on emails, reach out to potential leads, things like that, that I was kind of getting behind on when I was doing my old job all the time, you know, in a sense.
Cool.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah. I guess too, I mean, how do you feel dealing with your trainers and stuff? I guess, are they typically just coming in and training, or are they... do they have other responsibilities that you have learned to delegate work, and how has that process been? A lot of people, especially when it's, you know, you own the gym, it's your baby, sometimes have a hard time, you know, letting other people do the work because you only trust yourself.
Yeah.
You feel like that's something that you experience, or are you pretty good with letting people help you out? And
well, our trainers are all independently contracted, and so they're kind of in charge of their own schedule, in charge of how many hours they work, everything like that. I think they enjoy that freedom, and it's nice for me to just be able to hand off a lead to them, and they can take it in whatever way they choose. As far as, like, things that we've done, I really enjoy... we've done group training, so we'll meet together as a group of trainers, and we'll teach each other about our specialties. You know, we have a trainer that does postpartum, or prenatal, postnatal fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll teach our other trainers some new things. Someone that's more focused on Olympic lifting. So though those different specialties may not be everyone's specialty, we can still kind of add them in as our clients need, with the knowledge that we can share with each other. So that's been super beneficial.
Yeah. Always good to challenge yourself and continue to learn and, and whatnot. And I know you go and you do a bunch of different conferences, or prior to COVID you were doing that. And that's part of the whole continuing education that trainers have to keep up with, which is great. We talk about it in our course all the time about how continuing to challenge yourself and gain more knowledge is super important.
Just like you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So just a couple more questions here. Sure. Do you have any specific process or criteria when it comes to hiring trainers, going through a training process, and then, you know, how do you incentivize them to maybe help you keep a high standard at the business or keep the business growing, if at all?
Yeah, we have incentives in place for our current trainers to grow their businesses at this gym. So that helps as far as retaining our trainers and our clientele that, you know, they have under them. And then as far as hiring, we actually just recently hired a new personal trainer, like last week.
Nice.
As far as how we find trainers, it's actually always been where they've come to us. And so I hope that our vision is cast so clearly here that it attracts the right people to hire.
Yeah.
And we've seen that thus far. And then our most recent hire was actually like a referral from a trainer who used to be here.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You must be doing something right if people are coming to you asking
it
for work.
Out.
So that's good. And then last kind of question, a little bit more general. Do you have any advice related to business or leadership or coaching for anybody interested in potentially starting their own gym?
Say, don't be afraid to take a step, even if you don't know fully what you're doing, you know. Obviously there's reasonable risk and then there's kind of stupid risk, but you know, take a step and don't be afraid to have everything in line perfectly, because you'll figure it out.
Cool. Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to answer my questions.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It